Do we really need facial recognition cameras?
Hello, and welcome to the Mark and Pete Show. Well, visitors to a shopping mall recently in Sheffield were part of a trial, and that was to capture facial recognition. Yes, this was to actually identify you, Mr. Shopper, Mrs. Shopper. Well, this is something that's caused great outrage.
Yes.
So those people who have now been shopping, and perhaps with the innocence that they were going about their business in privacy, have been part of a Big Brother watch scheme, and the trial took place in Meadow Hall in Sheffield. Now, there has been facial recognition in airports and many other places, which you'd expect, but not necessarily while you're shopping. And some people believe that this is an intrusion on their civil rights and privacy. Is this something now that is getting out of hand?
Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you're wandering around the shops, maybe you've got nothing to hide, and perhaps it's time to turn about face. Mirror, mirror, on the wall, is that my face you can recall? Mirror, mirror, in my hand, why is my image being scanned? Mirror, mirror, have you cracked? Everywhere I'm being tracked. Mirror, mirror, sees my every move, so what are you trying to prove? Mirror, mirror, your acts are subliminal. Do you think that I am criminal? Mirror, mirror, sinister cyber entity. Could someone steal my true identity? Mirror, mirror, Big Brother seeks recognition. Does that mean I'll submit to extradition? Mirror, mirror, with your discerning detection, perhaps keep watching me upon reflection. Yes, Clergyman Pete, I don't have a problem, and on reflection, I'd like to see my reflection so that people knew exactly where I was.
Well,
have you got an issue with being digitally scanned?
Well, I don't have one, no. I mean, the main thing that I see about using facial recognition in CCTV cameras, you know, in shopping malls and the like, which is really an extension of when you engage in social media and where you have images of yourself, or, you know, you're using your webcam, and facial recognition technology is already in use there, is that people can see and know who you really are. Online and in real life, you people know who you are, so it gives a certain accountability to everything that you do, the way that you behave. And the reason I think that's a good thing, I think that's like a return to village life. You know, people in the past, yeah, you would have lived in smaller communities than we often do now, and people did know who you are. Or in my position, you know, as a vicar of the area here in the northwest of England, people know who I am, which means, you know, I have to be polite at the traffic lights and all this sort of thing, you know, because people know who I am. And I thought, well, if everyone knows who each other is, it makes us behave better in society. I think it's just generally a good thing. You know, it's I think it was back last year, in March, there was an incident where the South Wales police used it to find people, find who the ringleaders were in a protest. So they were able to use it to identify people who were behaving badly. And I suppose that's where the issue some people may have with it, in that as soon as you have the police and the government knowing exactly where you are and what you're doing, people would get a little bit nervous.
Well, people possibly should be nervous, but what is it that they've really got to be nervous about?
Oh, yeah.
Now, here is a point to mention. So this particular shopping centre wasn't the only place that this has been trialled. As you say, you've given one example. Other examples have been in places such as King Cross area in London,
okay,
where facial recognition systems and cameras were installed to actually try and identify people and to sort of detect movement and follow identity. Now, this was really as a point of measure, where effectively the Big Brother, we're going to have to say, is primarily the police and security firms trialing this idea that they can actually identify people quickly. And if there are culprits in crime, they can actually wheedle them out of crowds very quickly. Now, that's the measure of good. And interestingly, many people are quite used to seeing CCTVs in public places. In fact, the United Kingdom is one of the most observed places on the entire planet. Yes, that is correct. Now, you'd think that it might be in America. Collectively, that might be true. But in a concentrated area, such as the United Kingdom, and in landmass, it's not that big, but has more, yes, CCTVs than anywhere else in the world. Now, this is actually quite an interesting thought. So we're actually used to it as citizens. But here's the real downside, potentially, and that is the data. Where is the data going? Mm-hmm. How is the data being used? So here's a scenario, Clergyman Pete. Imagine that you were captured, your image, your face, your wonderful face. Thank goodness for podcasts.
Yes. I've got a face for radio.
You've got a wonderful face for podcasts. And that is imagine somebody could replicate you and simulate you through a Skype call or even imagery where you are actually deemed to be on a video. And this is actually something that has already happened, as I know that we're going to expand upon. Would you then worry that actually your image could be replicated with the sophistication of hackers and cyber criminals who could replicate you as a person? That's where potentially I think that people are slightly concerned.
Yes.
Why anyone really want to look like you is a different matter. But the fact is, replicating famous people has already been done.
Yes. I mean, one of the that is true. One of the things about this the technology known as deep fakes that uses it's called deep because of the technical term for the technology behind it is using artificial intelligence, deep learning. So they see the different characteristics of someone's face and they learn what the person looks like, even in as they're talking, etc. And so they're able to you're able to replace someone's face, as you say, on a moving image, and so it can look like someone completely different. And that's been done with politicians as a joke and this sort of thing. But it's been done in movies to make people look younger, etc., replacing them
in a very clever way.
And convincing. And so, yes, this is one of the things about technology. Just to give an example from a completely different area of use of technology, when you increase the safety measures in a car, like the brakes get better, or people have airbags and they have better inertia rail seatbelts. It makes everyone safer, but people's response to that is to drive faster and more irresponsibly because they know they're safer. And in the same way, there's a technological race here. Because people can use facial recognition, then people will be developing the technology to change their face. And it's up to the other side of the technology. Perhaps the facial recognition needs to extend to body recognition. You know, it needs to be able to put everything together. And so there will always be this technological race, a bit like the arms race, famously between the Soviet Union and the United States. This will always be the case. So I don't see that as a problem yet, but it could be. It's getting there.
Yes, and I think that one of the other things here is, and this is another point of concern, is facial recognition. We immediately instinctively think adults, but we also have to consider children. And this is something, again, that also has been an area of concern, that facial recognition can obviously capture the faces of children. Now, children obviously will develop very quickly because their faces will naturally develop over time as they grow up. But many parents are concerned that, well, by capturing the facial recognition of their children, what is actually happening to that data? What is the government doing? What are the police doing with it? And I think that's really where I think that you as a parent, and let's ask yourself, do you have a concern that perhaps the authorities could actually have your children on record in this rather sophisticated way and potentially could actually be breached if a hacker were to get hold of it?
Well, I can see that I can see both sides, but I think overall, certainly at the moment, it's better that the authorities will be able to keep a track of where my children are. I mean, if they were abducted, God forbid, as I say, then, you know, if someone will be able to recognise them as they've been taken by using this technology, then more power to them. So I see the balance being positive for this at the moment. And the fact that there's a growing technology that could subvert it shows that it's never wholly in the government's way, if you like. So let me just show you what I mean by that. What I'm saying is that the nervousness of people, I believe, comes down to this. If the government, the police, etc., you know, the people in power, are able to use this technology, they'll be able to keep a track enough, and we're never free from them. We can never escape them. But we've already shown that with this deep fake technology, people are already starting to be able to possibly circumvent it. And so what we're seeing is that at the moment, people in the government are able to look after us and make sure and spot people who are doing things wrong. If it came to the case where the government was too strong, was taking over as a bad government, oppressing the people, then people would be able to develop that technology to circumvent it. And the government would then believe it knew where everyone was, and they wouldn't. And it'd make an exciting movie. But what I'm saying is that because there's ways to circumvent it with enough effort and money, etc., I would say it's generally a good thing, so that we can generally be sure where everyone is, and that so therefore that they're behaving in ways which are reasonable and responsible.
Well, not only that, because we're sort of assuming that this just obviously applies to people who are citizens of the United Kingdom.
Yes.
No. What if you are a visitor? Yeah, what, yeah. Say, for example, if you're a tourist who happened to be travelling in either London or in the trial period, which, of course, obviously was in Sheffield. But if you are a visitor, you wouldn't normally be expecting your visual image to be captured in this way. So should that be something that perhaps might put people off coming to the United Kingdom?
Well,
or perhaps actually maybe out of curiosity or even reassurance actually make people feel safer?
Well, my glib response would be, well, it wouldn't affect you if you were wearing a burqa, so you'd be fine.
Quite.
But however, I think the same nervousness that we all feel about big government would be of people coming to Britain thinking, oh, Britain is trying to follow me, my every move, they're watching me. But I think they should just feel safer, the same as personally, I feel safer if I know there's a few more police around who are watching over me. I think you should feel safer. But I do feel that it needs to be... I think it needs a PR campaign. I think the government needs to own it and say more than it has, and address people's fears head on and explain why they're doing it and address this. And I think then it will become, I think over time it will become accepted as other forms of surveillance, as you pointed out, have been in Britain.
Yes, exactly. Well, in fact, a spokesperson for the South Yorkshire Police said that the force supported the trial at the Meadow Hall shopping centre in order to develop a better understanding of opportunities associated with the use of this particular technology. I'm in favour of it. I think it's good. To your point, Clergyman Pete, which is that it's about advancement. What we want to do is to ensure that we've got a safer society. I could see enormous potential here. For example, we have seen on the streets of London alone a lot of crimes, knife crimes and many other crimes for that matter, that have increased significantly over the last 12 months. This would be great, wouldn't it, if actually you could completely identify those culprits and bring them to justice. Similarly, again, that, you know, as you say, if a child happened to get lost, you could identify them quickly and bring them to safety. Well, listeners, what do you think? Do you have an issue with the technology? Maybe you don't like the idea of your facial image being captured and the police surveying you. Or maybe you've got a different view. Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, thanks for listening to the show, and join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.